What's going on, everybody? If you like what we're throwing down here at Anime Cherry Bomb, I'd like to remind you to follow, like, comment on SoundCloud, sub, 5-star review us on iTunes, sub, like, comment on YouTube, and don't forget to follow that Instagram, Anime Cherry Bomb. See you in 2 seconds.
Welcome to Anime Cherry Bomb, where we review all your favorite anime, and sometimes the anime you don't give a crap about. I'm the Domino Wiz Jay, and with me is the young conductor, Aaron. How you doing, Aaron, on this fine evening?
I'm doing pretty good, Jay. I'm doing pretty excellent, actually.
And what anime are we going to be talking about today?
We're talking about the New York accent classic, Bacano.
And do you have the synopsis ready?
I do. And this is brought to you by our friends over at My Anime List. During the early 1930s in Chicago, the transcontinental train, the Flying Pussyfoot, is starting its legendary journey that will leave a trail of blood all over the country. At the same time, in New York, an ambitious scientist, Slizzard, and his unwilling aide, Enos, are looking for missing bottles of his immortality elixir. In addition, a war between the mafia groups is getting worse. That's about it.
That's good enough.
The next part is about the ship.
Oh, okay.
The immortal ship.
In the 1700s.
Yep.
All right, so you ready for some facts?
Yep, go ahead, Jay.
All right, so Bakano is an action supernatural mystery anime released in 2007. There are 16 episodes, and this is based on the light novel by Ryogo Narita. And he's done stuff like Durarara, Vamp. And here's a weird one, Fate, Strange Fake.
Ooh, he did Strange Fake? That's pretty cool.
That's really weird that he's done, it's like a spinoff, Fate, right?
Yeah.
And, all the stuff that he's done is they have explanation points at the end. So I don't know if that's his trademark or something like that. But yeah. So this was directed by Takahiro Omori, and does that sound familiar to you?
It does, but...
So he's done Hell Girl, Princess Jellyfish, and here's the one that we've done. It's Samurai Flamenco.
Ooh, there you go.
Yeah.
Check out Samurai Flamenco.
Yeah, that podcast was fun. So the studio was Brains Base, and they've done stuff like Akikan, Aaron's favorite anime.
All time.
And Snafu and My Little Monster.
Check out those podcasts.
Yeah. This is licensed by Aniplex, and I think they still have the license because I could still look it up on the website. So, and
but
not,
no releases.
They're not doing anything with it. Yeah. The last thing they did was the Blu-rays, and I think you said that it's on Netflix in other countries.
Yeah.
So maybe that's the only thing that they're doing. The music was done by Makoto Yoshimori, and he's also done Durarara, Princess Jellyfish, and Hamatora.
That sounds familiar.
Hamatora. I've seen it before, but I don't know what it's about. The opening is called Guns N' Roses, and it's done by Paradise Lunch. I couldn't really find anything on them other than some indie dude that has an album called Paradise Lunch, so that's the only thing I could find. The ending song is called Calling, and it's by Kaori Oda, and she's a member of the band Fiction Junction, and the only other anime she's... taken up that she was a part of was Tsubasa Chronicles.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
The Clamp classic.
Yeah. And as for cross media, there's the Blu-rays, there's the manga, and there's 20 light novels. And as far as I know, for English light novels, they're up to 11, I think. Because I think I checked it out on Right Stuff, the website, and you could pre-order the 11th one. So, they're still doing it, I guess. And I'm really interested in reading that.
Yeah, I'm very interested in reading that. But I don't know how well it'll translate.
And it expands upon the story.
Yeah. So, before we go into the general, what do you think of the music?
Background
music.
Enough of the accent.
I know. I was like, how long is it going to keep on going?
I was going to stop across media, but yeah, the music's good. I really love that violin when tense part's going on. It's really cool. And I think they also use that for the What are they called again? The middle things?
Yeah, the eye catch. Yeah. My favorite song is the it just sounds like noirish.
Yeah.
Like it's not, I guess it is like jazz.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just whenever they're like talking.
Yeah.
It's at the point the doom 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 doom, and it's just all it is like piano, like a stand up bass.
Yeah.
And then like a
jazz club, smooth jazz club, yeah, or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Like it reminds me of just like smoking in a club.
Yeah.
Watching
in the 20s and 30s.
Exactly. Watching a dame up on stage sing.
Yeah. a nice skirt.
Yeah, but it's every time that track would come on, the bass line to it is just like super smooth.
Yeah.
And it's just like super rhythmic. I really loved it.
Mm-hmm.
I just love how like old it felt.
Yeah, definitely.
The music really lent a hand to it.
Mm-hmm. What'd you think about the opening and ending?
Oh, I really, the opening is one of my favorites. Yeah, for sure.
The opening is like fantastic.
The ending.
Yeah, I felt like it didn't fit the ending.
It's average.
Yeah.
It's an anime ending.
Mm-hmm. But man, the opening is really good with like introducing. It's really helpful with like when you're watching the anime, like to remember all the characters' names.
Yeah, and I actually do like part of the opening where they'll do their recap.
Yes.
Or like bring up stuff that you might have forgotten.
Yeah, in the middle of the opening.
Yeah, which is really cool.
They do it right before you see Nice.
Yeah.
And that's really cool. That's actually was one of my general likes was that.
That catch up.
Mm-hmm.
I guess we can jump right into general if you're done talking about music.
I think the reason that they did that was when it premiered in Japan, it premiered week by week,
mm-hmm.
and it was on a pay-per-view channel, which is like a reason why it failed like miserably. And but it's like a really complicated story, so like trying to watch it week by week must be super hard. Like I forgot everything.
I couldn't even imagine watching it week by week.
Yeah, so
there was times where like this week where like I would stop for a little bit and then go back and be like, huh, am I supposed to know who this person is?
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh, this is this person. All
yeah,
right.
And he's doing this.
That's my girl Rachel.
Yeah, Rachel. Yeah, she's awesome. She should have been in the opening.
She's so cool.
Well, she might have been in the opening, but they don't put her name.
That'd been pretty cool, yeah. Actually.
I need to look at it again for the 1,000th time. I love that opening. All right, so general, right?
Yeah, general. So the one thing I wanted to mention, this anime, the one that made me laugh most about it,
yeah,
is this anime is what I thought. God, what's the anime we covered?
God, Speedgrapher?
Yeah, Speedgrapher. No, Sunday Without God. That's what I thought. Sunday, the premise of immortality.
Oh, okay, yeah.
I thought it was more closer. Like they both have like similar attributes to things of immortality.
Yeah, like you're immortal, but you still can die.
Yeah, exactly. And like there's a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I love that. I love the idea. Of at least giving people an out of immortality, you know?
Yeah.
Like, one day you might want to die. Well, here, I'll give you...
Yeah.
You have a way.
And I was talking to Aaron about this earlier, but even if you're, like, the last immortal standing, you still can't... you still have an out with the demon guy.
Mm.
He can devour you as well.
So, another thing I really love about this anime, I love the setting.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Like the 1930s.
Yeah. It's like very unique for anime. Like in New York, Chicago and New York, I guess. And
yeah, it takes place like all in America and like everyone's American.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are European.
Yeah. But it's like one of the weird things is like one of the weird jokes I feel is like the bad American explanation of Romance of the Three Kingdoms.
Oh yeah, from Isaac.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, they're not remembered as bad guys, so they must be good guys. Or they're remembered as good, so they must be good.
Yeah, exactly. And they're eating Chinese food. They've been ordering Chinese food all night.
Yeah, that's all you can eat. No, it's not.
Those guys are so cool. One thing that I liked is that how non-linear the anime is.
Yeah, that, you know what? That's actually a problem I have with the anime.
Really?
So
you wish it was more linear?
Well, here's the thing. I don't like we know the fates of all the characters.
Oh, from the start?
From the very beginning. Like, there's no tension in the anime.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. Because you always know Isaac,
Miria,
and Mira,
Jacuzzi, Nice.
Yeah, they're gonna make it out.
You know, when I was watching this, I could have sworn that like one of Jacuzzi's guys died. I was thinking it was gonna be Nick.
Nope, they all made it.
They all made it though.
Yeah, I was like, this is like kind of stressful.
Uh huh.
But at the same time, it's like, well, I know what's gonna happen. They're gonna make it out.
Yeah, and we even know like what happens to Lad and Lua.
Cause like, even as like as a cold open, it is kind of cool. But you're always like, all right. I wish they would have played it more like, all right, this is where he's gonna lose his arm. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's not it. I know this is where he loses it. It's almost like Hot Tub Time Machine.
Yeah,
where the guy loses his arm. Like, when his lag gonna lose his hand.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm trying to think of any other thing. Yeah, I guess it like takes away some of the mystery behind it, but it doesn't take any way the impact, I feel.
Yeah, and the fun.
Yeah. Like
the fun of the anime.
I feel like everyone's in Dane. Like the kind of fun part about it was like, all right.
Just finding out what happened.
Well, like the whole thing with like Chesla, the underlying one that doesn't get brought up later, but he's like, okay, who's the immortal?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
So like he's trying to find who the immortal, like that's like an underlying, yeah, like almost like a D plot of the anime.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually really enjoyed that plot line. It's like one of my favorite ones of him trying to
figure out who it is.
Well, that's what he was like, all right, kill everybody in the train car.
Yeah,
and then
so he could know which one is the immortal.
Yeah, which is pretty cool. And then it was also just really cool to be like, okay, is it Jacuzzi? Is any of his gang? Ugh. Sorry, I'm getting hiccups.
I know. And it's funny. I really, speaking of like that whole thing where like he's trying to figure out who's the immortal, I really like that like stipulation where like if when you're immortal, you have to give your real name to other immortals.
Yeah.
Like, I really like that weird like rules that they do.
Yeah, which is really cool. And it's like, it's almost like a curse.
Yeah.
Because you do it unintentionally.
Mm-hmm.
Which I really like, because the way it made it seem was like, oh, if you use a fake name, then something bad will happen.
Yeah.
But it was more of, he just automatically used
his real name.
His real name.
Mm-hmm. That's funny. I really like that, though. And speaking of, like, the characters in general, the voice acting was really good in this anime.
I just really love all the New York accents.
Yeah. Definitely.
Really, really strong.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of like, and everyone like stayed in character.
Yeah.
Which is really, really commendable for the ADR director.
Yeah, it was really good. I think like the only people that like changed their accent was like Maiza. Because he goes from the 1700s all the way to the 1930s.
That was pretty good. I thought that was really neat.
Like, yeah. Did a really good job with changing it up.
Yeah.
And it's a lot better than the dub.
Oh, I would say. The sub, I couldn't sit through it. It was really hard.
Yeah, exactly.
Try to get through it. Mm-hmm. Man, I really wish this was easier to get to.
More accessible, yeah.
But anyway, so do you got any other thing you want to bring up before we jump into the topics?
Do you have any general dislikes? I don't have any more likes.
Just what I brought up earlier about how there's no real threat.
Okay, yeah. We already know what's going to happen.
Yeah, like, we know Fiero isn't going to die.
Fiero.
Is it Fiero?
Fiero.
Fiero. We know Fiero's not going to die.
Yeah.
And we know that, like,
Maiza makes it.
We know, like, everyone, I don't know.
Dennis.
We know, like, everyone makes it out, and everyone's immortal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's just, it's kind of like, not a waste of time, I wouldn't say.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Like, there's no tension.
Yeah.
In it.
I guess it would have been better if, like, they... If it would have shown just, like, Firo and Maiza and Ennis at the train station and, like, they didn't see anybody come out.
Right.
And that would have been it.
And I really hoped... Like, a lot of the story takes place on the Flying Pussyfoot.
Yeah.
And you maybe get two or three episodes out of the run that are about, like, the gangs in New York.
Yeah.
And I really wish the anime was more about...
The gangs
of New York.
Yeah, and how... Well, mostly the story for that is, like, how they became immortal or, like...
Yeah.
Like, but, how it all came about.
But I would... But, like, that's all it's about. I'd really love to see, like, the gang wars and...
Yeah, with how, like, with everybody.
Yeah, and, like, and how, like, immortals would fight.
With knives.
With knives, yeah, exactly.
So we want to jump into regular stuff now?
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I had any other negative things to say. Nah, I just wish it was more available.
Yeah, exactly.
I wish it was easier to watch.
Yeah.
But let's get into it.
Yeah, so art style. I really like how everybody looks.
Yeah, I don't think there's a bad design in the bunch.
Yeah, definitely. Everybody looks good.
I think my favorite design character is Nice. I think Nice is the coolest looking character out of everybody.
An eye patch, glasses,
scars
all over her body.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's like
burn marks, not scars. Like
burn marks, yeah. But she's really cool.
Yeah.
And you get that really cute scene with her in Jacuzzi.
Yeah.
When they're younger. Mm-hmm. And she's all, like, bandaged up.
Yeah.
Really cute. Really mm-hmm. cute scene.
Yeah, definitely. And, like, we usually, like, crap on, like, guy characters in anime because they all look, like, the same. Generic. But this anime does, like, a really good job with guy characters because there's, like, so many of them.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, Jacuzzi. I've never seen anybody with hair like him.
He's so cool. Oh. He's a Jacuzzi and his cool sword face tattoo.
Yeah, it doesn't even look like a sword.
Like, yeah, I was like... I was like the same thing. I was like, there's no way I could misconstrue that as a sword. I don't even know what the hell it was.
Yeah, I don't know what it was. It looks like a symbol or something.
Yeah, Maiza, also really, really cool. Wish we got a little bit more
With to know Maiza. About him. Mm-hmm. All we knew is that he was afraid of Scissord or whatever his name is.
Yeah, Scissord, I would have loved to know more about him too because he's the cool old dude who can beat you up.
He could beat you up, yeah. He's like really physical fit for his age.
And then, especially, like, when you learn, like, the guys in white suits, like, Lads Crew, they all look super dope.
Yeah, all of them look cool. They look all really fancy, too.
And even, it seems that Charlotte, what's his name? The, it's a girl's name.
Claire,
I know.
Claire Stanfield?
Yeah, Claire.
The rail tracer?
Yeah, all his.
The young conductor?
The young conductor, exactly. Even their conductor uniforms look really, really cool.
His transition from like just the conductor all the way to rail tracer was pretty cool. Like, he's just wearing a conductor uniform. Now he's covered in blood. And then he's in a nice suit in the last three episodes.
Yeah, which is...
wearing black.
Which I also feel it's kind of... I don't know, we'll get there. I feel it's kind of dumb about his character. But
yeah. It's like he's like always like narrating his own life or something.
Yeah,
it feels he's like talking in the third person almost.
I can't believe like out of a like I feel everything in this anime is really grounded, but him, like even the sense of like immortalities, and like demons, I feel it's like kind of grounded, but like my problem with him, real quick, is that it's like. Oh, no, he has superhuman reflexes and...
He was in the circus.
He was in the circus. Yeah, it's so dumb. I felt like that was probably like the dumbest
thing. He's Batman.
Yeah.
Or Robin. Robin was in the circus.
Or, like, everyone, like, Lad being, like, a boxer.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Chani. Uh-huh. Chani being a...
Assassin.
At least that kind of makes sense.
Uh-huh.
But he just has like superhuman feats. Like he like
he's just holds... acrobatic.
Yeah,
right?
But there's that scene where he holds the guy onto the railroad tracks.
Uh huh.
But he's like, I don't even know how he's standing.
Yeah, I know, it's weird.
Yeah, it's
weird. He does that like three times.
Yeah, it's real weird. Mm-hmm. But anyway, going back to
it's a reliable style. Way to get information.
Exactly. So go back to art style.
Uh-huh.
I really like the cars, the car designs.
Yeah, like the Model T Fords and all that stuff.
Really good. Cool.
The setting or like the the backgrounds is pretty cool as well. It's very like muggy. It's like smoggy almost.
Oh, and we get the English signs in Times Square.
Uh-huh.
And there's a really cool shot of like them in old Times Square. And then at the end of the anime, you see modern Times Square, which is also really, really cool.
Yeah, really nice.
Less bums.
Yeah. Less bums than I remember.
Yeah. It should be more bums.
All right, cinematography.
Yeah, do you have any cinematography notes?
I didn't really write too much.
I mean,
I really liked the knife fight between Furo and Maiza. I thought that was like choreographed really nicely,
mm-hmm.
and it was like a lot of shots, different angles, like really fast. It was really nice.
I don't really have any notes. I can't think of anything.
It's kind of like a Hyoka where it's like a lot of like nice looking, cool looking shots, but like a lot of it doesn't have any like meaning behind it. Like another scene that I really remember was like when Jacuzzi's crew, they all stuck their head out the window to look at the rail tracer.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah, it was a really nice shot of like Jacuzzi's like scared face. The rail tracer.
Oh, actually, now you think about it, one of my favorite shots is when Chane and Lad are fighting on the top of the carts.
Oh yeah,
and then Nice and the other guy are like ducked in between the carts.
Yeah,
and, like every so often their shot will be like
they're in the
like looking up.
Yeah, like what's going on? These guys are fighting.
I thought that was really neat. A really neat shot.
Oh, you know what's a nice general thing that I really like?
Mm-hmm.
They use a cherry bomb. Shoutouts to anime cherry bomb.
That's the
first cherry bomb in anime.
I know. That's the one that he uses to beat the flamethrower guy too. Yeah. Is a cherry bomb. So mm-hmm. Shoutouts. They knew in 2007.
Yeah, that there was gonna be a podcast and we were gonna talk about it.
Also, really cool that Chani took it out of her eye.
Yeah,
that was really dope.
Really cool.
All right, so characters.
There's a lot of characters.
Oof. So you want to go least favorite first?
I only have one least favorite, and he's from the OVA. It's Graham.
Graham? Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of like an interesting character, but if I had to like choose a least favorite character, it'd be him.
Yeah. I guess. 'Cause I didn't really choose anybody for least favorite.
Okay.
They're all pretty. It's either you're really cool or you're like whatever.
Yeah, you're okay.
Or actually, it should be it's you're really cool or you're underutilized. And you need more.
Oh yeah. I guess so. Speaking of underutilized, do you have any underutilized that you could?
Oh, sorry. Lad's girl.
Lua. Yeah.
Lua. I would have loved to see more of Lua.
Yeah, and her intentions of. With Lad, like why is she with Lad and all that?
Yeah, and she like puts up with him being like, I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, and she kind of seems to
enjoy it. Yeah. She's super weird. Yeah, go ahead. I guess we can go back and forth.
Yeah, my biggest one is Keith. Keith doesn't talk in the anime at all, and I read a little bit about his backstory. And he seems like a pretty cool guy. He from what I read, he's like the most like mafia like in out of the three Gandor brothers. But yeah, he's really cool.
I would really love more of the Gandor brothers in general. Like, I think all of them are really missing to you, especially
I have Luck as my favorite.
Oh yeah, but I wish there was more
of all three of them. Yeah.
Yeah. Especially more Luck, cuz Luck is like the face
of the Gandors.
And then they're always like brought up, the Gandor brothers. Like they're always brought up.
Mhm.
As like, and we never really see them act super badass. They're just like in name, they're really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're like ruthless. Like you see them, how they get rid of Dallas.
Yeah, that's a favorite scene right there.
Yeah, it's a really strong scene.
Uh huh.
And I guess actually, if we're talking about least favorite characters, again, real quick, I think Dallas might be one of my least favorite characters.
Really? I have him as a. I actually like Dallas.
I don't know. I didn't feel like he was a good, like, bad I kind of like, yeah.
He's just like a scumbag. That's all he is.
But you can take, like, Dallas out, and I don't think it would affect
the plot too
the
much.
The plot too much.
Okay. I guess right? So. Like I guess you, so.
Like, you could have, like, Isaac and Mira, like, steal it from the dude.
From the old man?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, just different stuff. Like, it doesn't make any, I don't know, to me it doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
Or not make any sense. It's just like a filler.
Okay. I also have Ronnie, the devil.
Ronnie.
Yeah, Ronnie's a cool guy. One of like a really like funny scene is when they're talking to at the end when they're like playing dominoes and they're like all like everybody's like setting them up and stuff. Mm-hmm. Ronnie is one of them. So it's really funny to see the devil having interest in dominoes. Well, he's not actually the devil.
Bones.
Yeah, but it's really cool to see.
I have a Czeslaw also as an underutilized character.
Yeah, I also put him as underutilized.
He's so cool, and it just sucks that we're going to get, like, a peak until it makes him kind of messed up.
Yeah.
And, like, that's it. Mm-hmm. And he's just such a cool character.
Yeah.
Because, like, people are like, I know you're not just a kid. Like, yeah. A lot of people are like,
they mark can see him through him, yeah.
Real quick. Especially, I always want to call him Rail Tracer.
Claire.
Like, Claire sees right through him real quick.
Mm-hmm.
Claire
bites his fingers off.
Oh, dude, Claire messes him up. Mm-hmm. Where he, like, when he chokes him so hard, his, like, eyes burst.
That's freaking crazy.
Ugh.
Imagine how much strength you must have to do that. And I know freaking, Lad also does that with, his uncle's henchman.
Yeah, where he just he tears that dude up.
Yeah, you just squeeze a little bit more, and then once their eyes start to bulge, you squeeze a little bit more.
And I guess we could move. Do you have any other?
I have a lot of underutilized.
Yeah, there's too many characters. There's too many characters. Not enough time in this anime. I feel
so. I put Burka as well. He's an underutilized character. He only gets like what two lines in the whole anime.
Right.
I have Rachel. As underutilized.
Oh, I love her. She only gets like, she gets almost a whole half episode to herself.
Yeah, we get to like, we learn about like her dad. And
see, I would love
why she doesn't pay for trains.
I would love a whole Rachel like side story, like her.
Oh, yeah.
Gathering information in different places.
Maybe it's in the light novel because I know volume 11. I read a little bit about it. It's about Huey LaFerrette.
Yeah,
and his like before he became immortal and before he went on the boat.
Mm.
So maybe there's like something with Rachel. Tick, he's the scissors guy for the Gandors.
Yeah.
The torture dude.
He was like there. Oh, I guess so. I forgot. Like when they opened the door.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh,
these new scissors.
He's all, I got to wipe away all the piss and blood off of them. And he's all, it might hurt more. Strong.
You know what's funny is that I don't know where this other guy is, but he has a brother and his name is Tok. So it's Tick and Tok.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Sylvie is another really cool character, the gray haired girl that likes Greedo.
Yeah, I know. That'd be really cool to see more of her too. She's really cute.
Yeah. And it's really like that's something that Czeslaw should have done was like wait till he got a little bit older to drink the.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand too. Like, all those old dudes are like, oh, well, I'm old. Let me drink this potion of immortality.
Yeah.
Be old forever.
Yeah, I know, right? They're going to think I'm stinky forever.
Dude, the Czeslaw being a kid forever kind of blows.
Yeah, that sucks.
There's there's this series of comics called Fables. I don't know if you ever heard of them.
No.
But it's a quick aside. So it's about this is a fairy tale world where like all the fairy tales from our world come from that world.
Okay.
And it crosses, they cross over with our universe.
All right.
And they live in, like something happens, get a catastrophe, pushes them from the fairy world to here.
Okay.
And one of the people in the first, novel they talk about is Pinocchio.
Uh-huh.
How Pinocchio, you know, he's a real boy.
Yeah.
But no one told him that he was going to stay a boy forever.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and so he says a line, something like, So yeah, you try getting your rocks off in a kid's body. He's like, it's impossible. He's like, no one wants to sleep with you.
Yeah, exactly.
Like it's pretty funny.
Yeah.
And like he curses the
guy that made him?
Yeah, the guy that made, not Geppetto. I'm pretty sure it's Pinocchio. It's one of the things that got turned to a boy, and then he's like just real. I think it is Pinocchio. But like he, cause I think in the original one, like a fairy turns him. Uh-huh. He's like, yeah, he's like, screw that fairy for, doing this to me.
Yeah.
I forget. It's something that wished to be real, mm-hmm. or to be a human.
Yeah.
And they got it, and then now they just can't.
They regret it.
They can't age. Very, very funny. And I would think Czeslaw is probably the same way. He's like,
yeah,
I can't do anything.
Nope.
I'm stuck in pre-puberty body.
Yeah, that's terrible. All right, favorite characters.
All right, this is going to be a long one.
Yeah.
I feel.
My favorite character is Lad.
Lad is a pretty strong character. He's probably my favorite antagonist in the anime.
Yeah, definitely.
Really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. I love all his dialogue, and he has some really good lines in the anime.
I like how he gets beaten is not because he gets beaten down. It's because he's like, well, either I kill your girlfriend or you save her so you can kill her.
Yeah, it's just like a mind game that beats him.
Yeah. And it's smart of like, after he's like falling with her,
uh-huh.
The real Tracer looks up at him and you see him kind of smiling at him.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you smart.
Yeah.
And then you get that cool scene, especially that cold open of him with his arm missing. It's like the jagged spear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so strong.
Yeah.
He's
like all mad, like, what, you don't want me to kill you?
And then I like how even the cops like, huh? Like when he shakes his
his like bone, his exposed bone.
Yeah. One of my favorite characters, hold on, let me get my phone for this. So Isaac, I don't know why I can't remember Isaac and Mira, but Isaac and Mira.
Yeah, Miria.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, they're really good like comic relief characters, but they're just great characters in general as well.
Yeah, they're just like, they're good shitty people, I guess. Yeah. The best way to put it.
Yeah.
And just,
they're like the best delinquents ever.
Yeah, he's like, oh yeah, Babe Ruth and Jack Ruby came and robbed us.
I know.
Like, and I just love the police showing their different
the crimes,
and like they're like waving at the camera and everyone.
Oh yeah. Like, everybody thinks they're actors, so they're, like, there to take pictures.
Yeah. And I just love how, like, they're good. They're good at being thieves. They're, like, really good.
Mm-hmm.
But somehow, like, dumb.
Yeah.
Especially Miria is really dumb.
Yeah, very gullible, I
gullible,
would say.
Gullible, yeah, is a better word to say. He's like, oh, how did he do this?
Well, come on, Miria.
Not Miria. There's a very reasonable explanation.
The rail tracer swallowed Czeslaw and realized he was a good boy. So they tried to return him.
He only eats bad children. My favorite one was, she's like, oh, it's like, if we're digging for gold, why don't we just pan in the river? It's a good question. He's like, this mine is abundant with gold. And when the guy told us to stay away from his property, like, we had to leave.
The guy that owned the river or something like
that?
Yeah,
the guy who owned the property.
Yeah.
Oh, he's only fools. Everyone's mines in the river.
Yeah, and it's funny that the reason they're mining for gold is because they wanted to steal from the earth.
That's so strong. and they did it for a year. They did it for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Steal from the earth.
Yeah. That's so strong. The reason they stole watches was to steal time.
Steal time. Why they steal the door?
So that no one could get in.
it was heavy too. I love that.
I know, they're all struggling with that big ass door.
Oh, it's so good. I love it. God. Oh, and then it's like the cell phones at the end.
Oh yeah. The microwaves.
The microwaves are destroying the kids' brains.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very strong. Are they the strongest couple, you think, in this anime?
I mean, they are a strong couple, but I think I'd prefer Jacuzzi and
Nice. Oh, man.
Speaking of them, they're favorite characters as well.
Really, really strong characters.
Yeah. I really love Jacuzzi's both of their backstories of like why Jacuzzi has a tattoo on his face and the reason why Nice is all burned up.
Because she's a bomb otaku.
Yeah, I know, right?
she just loves bombs. Mm-hmm. I really like the joy on her face when she gets to throw
a bomb. She's
doing all the bombs.
Yeah.
In the
in the OVA, she opens up like a door, or she blasts her way inside that warehouse, and the door's over here.
Nice just
wanted to make an entrance.
I know the first time they use the bombs. Mm-hmm. I was on the Runaradas who. No. It's
The Russo family.
The Russo, yeah, the Russos.
She had a bomb and a knife.
Yeah. She just throws a bomb and then Jacuzzi's like, we gotta go. She's like, no, I wanna see. Like, really, really cool.
Yeah. You know, I watched a video. I told you, Aaron, about this earlier, but I watched a video of like the characterization of Bakano.
Mm-hmm.
And he broke down a little bit of like the opening and how, like, especially Jacuzzi and Nice, how like you really get a sense of their character in the opening.
Oh, yeah.
How like how fun like Nice is having with all the explosives. And how scared Jacuzzi is.
And then they're running away holding hands.
Yeah.
Very, very... I love that scene.
Yeah. And like the really neat one that he pointed out was that Jacuzzi's running away from the explosion and Nice is looking at the explosion.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Really? Oh, man. I think this breaks my rule of waifu, so I can't put her on mine, but...
Yeah. You want to put Nice as a waifu?
I do. I love Nice.
Yeah, she's a really cool
character. Nice is so cool. Right.
You know, I was looking up figures for Bakano, and there was like nothing.
That sucks.
Yeah,
I think it's a tie between Enis and Nice. That's my favorite Enis. Girls of this anime.
Yeah. Speaking of Enis, she's a really cool character as well.
Yeah, her and
Firo.
Firo and Scissor also.
Yeah.
Really, really cool characters.
Yeah.
Firo,
the up-and-coming...
Mafioso. Yeah, really, really, really cool guy.
Well, I'm going to tell you a neat thing about Enis and Firo.
Yeah.
Like, after the anime, like, in the light novels, like, Enis tries to, like, develop her, like, emotions and tries to figure out, like how to be a human and stuff.
Oh.
They end up getting married in the 80s.
Wow, hang on.
Yeah, the 1980s.
A lot of cocaine going around.
Yeah, I know, right? Rick James was the guy that married them. All right. Who else do I have? Eve. Eve is a really like opposite to like all the everything that's going on.
Yeah, like pure of heart.
Pure of heart.
Christian.
Just looking for a brother.
Yeah.
Stop praying to God. He doesn't exist.
Which is like the most like forced line, I feel. He goes like to...
To like see nice. What's going on.
Well, yeah. It goes like to really nice to like
yeah.
really
just like cold blooded.
Yeah, like a big old
stop praying
jerk.
To God.
Yeah, you stupid. Yeah, that line really threw me off because he was like really nice, and then all of a sudden he's like, "Don't pray to God, he don't exist," and then he like leaves.
Mm-hmm. What did he say to her like when he was nice? He was like, "Let's like go do something."
Oh, so he's like, "I'll teach you how to play billiards."
Yeah, I'll go teach you how to play billiards.
I can't believe he didn't notice that things were... I mean, I guess he wouldn't have noticed things were gone, but...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
At least it like,
did he snuck through the window, too? He's like, what's this rope doing on the ledge? Let me go climb it real quick.
Was it a grappling hook to it? Know. I think it was a grappling hook onto the veranda.
Really? It looked like it was tied when I saw it. Maybe
how
it is.
How do you tie it?
I don't know.
Get up there? Exactly. That's why I thought it was... Because I feel like that was a tie. I was like, well, how does that make sense?
And how do they tie it? Yeah.
But I'm pretty sure it was a grappling hook.
Mm-hmm.
Just a really poorly drawn
grappling
hook.
Yeah. And the last person I have is like Claire Stanfield. I thought, even though you said that like his character is like all over the place.
Yeah, so I guess.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah, so I guess I could talk about it a little bit more, but. Yeah, I mean, I like him too. He's a really cool psychotic character.
Yeah.
Just that. There's a lot of things, especially with him, I can nitpick. Like he's not a superhuman.
Yeah.
But he has superhuman abilities.
Yeah.
Which I feel is kind of weird. It's like the least, like at least if he was like, something like I was coerced to have these agility or whatever.
Yeah.
Like maybe it make kind of sense.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know. Like it doesn't seem as grounded to me as everything else seems.
Yeah.
And then he's written really all over the place.
Yeah. Like, his backstory is really weird. Like yeah. He was like the unofficial fourth brother of the Gandors, but then he runs away to join the circus or something.
Yeah. And then he became, and then
a train conductor.
Then he like used the abilities he learned in honed his abilities in the circus and became an assassin.
Yeah.
Like,
and then he became a train conductor.
Which actually is actually a pretty neat idea of like, that's how he moved around.
Yeah. That's how he like,
without being caught.
Yeah.
Really, really cool.
And like the reason he kills is just like of like random things that he personally feels like is good and bad. Like, oh, this person did this, so he must be bad. I'm gonna kill him.
Yeah,
something like that.
And then I think I mentioned even earlier about, you know, how he seems really cold blooded and really methodical, where he's like, you know, no one else, like that's like the weirdest line. He goes like, no one else exists. It's all my dream.
Mm-hmm.
And this I just think world. Of something. Yeah, I just think of something and it happens.
Yeah.
And but he's like really weirdly personal when the old train conductor gets murdered by Lad's crew.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't really get. I was like, well, I don't think you can be both. Like, are you a cold-blooded murderer
or are you sympathetic?
Are you really sympathetic? Yeah. Exactly. There's also that really funny line with him and Rachel. Or like, he knows Rachel's on the train without a ticket.
Oh, yeah. Ticket, please.
Ticket, please. And just scares the hell out of her.
Yeah.
Real funny.
It's funny that, like, he's, like, almost omnipresent. Like, he knows everything that's going on.
I was about to say, like, it doesn't make sense. I don't feel like it makes sense.
Like, I don't know how he knows all this stuff.
Yeah. That's what's like, eh.
Yeah.
And did we mention Rachel? I guess.
Yeah, she's underutilized. Yeah.
Yeah, she was really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Really cute. Yeah, her fatigues. All right, so favorite moments. You want to go least favorite moments first? I don't really have any least favorite moments.
Let me see. I don't know. Oh, yeah, I do have a least favorite moment. Smashing that poor little mouse.
Oh, even though it's fine. He's okay. Yeah. He came back. That was brutal.
Yeah, just with a hammer at that.
Yeah, and then he came back.
Why can't you just, like, cut it a little bit?
What I don't understand is, like, so he hits the mouse and it comes back.
Uh-huh.
And he goes, like, I did it. But how do you know it won't die of old age?
I know that
this was the perfected serum.
I know. That's weird.
Yeah, I didn't understand it either. So
that is a really, like, that is a good point.
Yeah. And then...
I did it, but we had an incomplete formula that did the same thing.
The same thing. Exactly. So who knows if this one...
If the mouse is going to die or not.
Yeah. Excuse me. Yeah, I don't really have any other weird least favorite moments. How about favorite moments? I'll show you
anything with Lad.
Oh my goodness, Lad's just a cool character. Like when he's
the boxing scene.
Ooh, that one's strong.
Yeah,
where he's like mentioning all the old boxers. He goes, I don't know if you know who these people are.
I'll make you pay for not knowing who they are. And what's really funny is that Brandon Potter is the guy that he's beating up.
Oh. Yeah, really?
The voice actor. The train from freaking Penny and Stocking.
No. The train. the panty ghost.
Yeah, and the guy from School Rumble.
No, Haruma. What was I gonna say? So my favorite moment is a Cheslaw moment.
Oh, which one?
And it's really weird, but I love it. So it's when he's with the rail tracer.
Yeah.
And he goes, can I help you? And then he goes, my name is Benjamin, right? Yeah. And what I love about that scene is that's him testing whether or not he's immortal or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really cool.
Yeah.
For some reason, I find that really dope, where he's like, he pauses and then like says the name.
Yeah, my name is Benjamin.
Benjamin.
Yeah, and it's like.
And that's when he knows he's like safe.
Yeah.
That this isn't what he should be afraid of.
Yeah.
And it also leads on to my other favorite scene where he's like, has he ever been, you know, have you ever got a hot poker in your eye?
Yeah. Or take a nice warm acid bath.
Yeah, like all this stuff. That's and then he just goes, well, you know, in my profession, I've learned different ways to torture people that don't kill them, but cause the maximum amount of pain.
Yeah.
And then that also terrifies Czeslaw, which is crazy.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of any Chinese methods of torture?
Japanese?
No.
The one where he mentions, like, yeah, he's all like, tear open your skin and tear you tendon from tendon.
Yeah, get like, each and every tendon removed or something like that. My God, that's terrible.
But yeah, that scene might be like one of my favorite, just two people interacting with each other.
Yeah, it is a really good scene.
And then there's also the really cool scene of Isaac and Miria robbing the girl's house. I'm sorry, what's her name?
Oh, Eve's
house.
Yeah.
Yeah, like that scene, they're like, oh, we're also really good listeners. And they sit there and they listen to her problems.
Mm-hmm.
And I love they're like, well, you know what your problem is that you have too much money. So we're going to steal everything.
Well, they don't say that they're going to steal it, but they're like, we'll be right back. We'll be right back. I love that Miria like repeats like a lot of the stuff that Isaac says.
It's real cute. And then they're like, oh, you won't have to worry about this stuff because we're taking it.
Shout outs to Caitlin Glass. She did a good job.
Yeah. how about you? Your favorite moment?
So I have some more lad scenes that I really liked. One of my favorite scenes I teased Aaron about this, that this scene made me laugh out loud. It's when, it's after lad interrogates that one dude for information.
Mm-hmm.
And then he like goes up on top of the train. He's like, oh, I know that. He says something. And like, this guy told me. And I was like, yeah, I told him.
And then he just like throws him.
Yeah. And just throws him. I laughed out loud for that part. It was freaking hilarious.
That was the him learning about Chani's dad.
Huey. And
I also love that Huey was one of the original people on the boat. That's pretty cool.
He is. And then I have like a favorite line from lad where he says, Dune, you poor bastard. I'm going to make them pay for what they did to you. It's like, such a cool... He has, like, such cool lines.
Yeah, and then he has a... I think he has one of my favorite accents also in the anime.
Mm-hmm. Brian Massey did a fantastic job with that character. Way better than the Japanese actor.
I know.
It's just so weird.
Yeah. It's one of those things where you get really used to the... Like, the English voice actors, they did a real, real good job. And then...
Yeah.
Which is a shame that Funimation didn't re-up it.
Yeah.
Because this is something that is real fun. Mm-hmm. A real fun dub.
All right. Do you have any other more favorite moments? Any more?
Not that I can... I just love Isaac and Mira. Just...
Yeah.
Cute couple.
And I have a general thing. Just, like... I just love, like, finding out how everybody became immortal. Like all the like Luck and Berga and all
that was
all
a real that was actually a real cool scene of
like, yeah,
they're pouring everyone
drinks,
the drinks,
yeah,
and
they don't say it like outright at the beginning. It's just you could tell that because it's like a green drink,
yeah,
so it's like, oh, okay, yeah, everybody's becoming immortal. Oh, there's that really good line when they're in the alleyway like fighting Scissored. Mm-hmm. And, like, those two guys that, like, the fat dude and the skinny old man, they're like, how come killing us ain't made us dead? Or something. Yeah. Said something like that.
Something very strong.
Yeah, it was a really good line.
How
come killing us didn't get us killed?
Oh, and then, I mentioned it before, but the Luck putting Dallas in the...
Oh, and the cement shoes?
The cement barrel.
Yeah.
Oh, that scene's just so badass.
Such a great scene.
And then I just like the top off. Here's the cards.
Yeah. Was it Luck that gave him the cards, or was it Keith?
It was Luck.
Isn't Keith the guy that always has the deck?
I'm pretty sure it was Luck, the one who was like, here. And like, he doesn't even like put them all down. Like, he kind of like, throws them at him.
Yeah. And then we see like how like Dallas's reaction. He has like a card on his face, like cards out like everywhere.
That's so stressful.
Yeah, you know what I was thinking, like at the end when they finally take out the barrel that Dallas was in and it's empty.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking like maybe like since he's like immortal, maybe he just like cut off his own legs or something, or tried to like break his bones or something.
Do something. I don't know, man.
I mean, that's what I would try to do.
Drowning until you get old and die. Like
that's like terrible.
But I wonder what dying, like what causes dying of old age, such as like your like kidneys failing, and then
probably just your heart stopping or something.
But if someone took out your heart, wouldn't it just
come back? Yeah, I guess so. Huh? I don't know.
Who knows? There's one of those.
Maybe we need to read the light novel.
Exactly. Do you have anything other you want to talk about before we end the wrap up?
You know, it's funny because like my wife has been watching Vampire Diaries.
Mm-hmm.
And there's are you familiar with Vampire Diaries?
Is that the one in Nolans? No, Nolans.
Yeah. Well, it's like it takes place in a few different places.
But, yeah.
One of the main characters, they're all immortal. They're vampires.
Yeah.
One of the main characters has like the same situation as Dallas, where he gets locked in like a box with like chains and stuff, and thrown into the water. And nobody knows where he's at. Oh. And he has like a twin person that's impersonating him. Nobody knows he's missing.
Jesus.
And when I remember this, I was like, man, I wonder if Vampire Diaries stole this from Bakano.
That'd be pretty strong.
Yeah.
God, what anime? I forget. There's a show like that too, where there's an immortal person.
Yeah.
And they put like the same thing. They put him in a box. And they threw him in the ocean because that's the only way they could get rid of him.
Get rid of him, yeah.
I forget what show that was, though.
Mm.
I forget. I don't know.
I don't know. It's just
something
that came from Bakano. All
right. So,
final thoughts, Aaron?
Do you have any final thoughts, Jay?
I love this anime.
It's pretty good.
This is a fun anime.
I really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's really... something that's like hard to understand in places.
Yeah, definitely. Like the beginning is kind of hard.
If you stop paying attention for like 5 seconds, you get lost.
Yeah, for me, like I had a blast because I've watched it before and I remember like who everybody was.
Yeah, I bet. So I watched it again,
yeah,
I would be like, okay, this makes sense. This is,
you know, characters we haven't mentioned. Mm-hmm. Anybody from like the Daily Days? Did you like anybody from there? Like Nicholas or
Nicholas was cool.
Yeah,
I thought. Just the jokester. We mentioned Rachel.
Sugar Cube or Cube Sugar, whatever Cube his name
is. I know. So we mentioned Rachel. Rachel's from
there. Yeah.
But the president. The
vice president?
Well, the actual president.
Oh, the guy behind the books.
Behind the books. I like that. He's like a disembodied voice.
Kind of like Claw from Inspector Gadget.
Yeah. I was thinking of like Charlie from Charlie's Angels.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, debrief me. Tell me what you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, I also love the part where he's like, oh, tell me about this. And she goes, huh. So it sounds like you already know more than I do.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
how does he know that her leg is hurt? Oh, he has info.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, go quick for your favorite scenes. I really love that that Rachel episode, the first like 5 to 10 minutes. Uh-huh. Where it's like, oh, yeah. She's like, well, I'm going to just go save everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I felt bad just leaving them. So.
Yeah.
She's like, there's the guy with niece. He's like, well, how can we repay you? She's like, just don't die. Make it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And I thought it was whack the way she hurt her leg. Like, it seemed like really forced.
Yeah.
And she was going out the window and the dude just like shot her.
Shot her, yeah. All those guys have names too.
I also like thought.
Goose and
I also
whatever.
The going back to negatives real quick.
Uh-huh.
I thought the final boss of. You know, the guy having the
final boss,
the flamethrower.
Oh,
I thought that was really dumb. That was really dumb and like really uncalled for.
Yeah. Get the flamethrower. Get me the thing.
Yeah. And good thing that he broke it.
Yeah.
Or Isaac broke it.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, accessibility.
It's not going to be for everybody. There is a lot of violence, a lot of blood, torture. They're swearing.
The historical part of it too. I feel makes it for some people hard to get into.
Oh yeah, just like the dense
period.
The
it's like a period piece.
Yeah. And if you want a like official way to watch it, well, you said like in other countries they might have it on Netflix.
Yeah, but you can. I mean, I was looking up the DVDs. They're like $50.
Yeah.
The Blu-rays, the Aniplex Blu-rays.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was thinking about picking up a copy because.
Yeah. Let me borrow them forever.
Yeah, I really just want a copy just to have.
Yeah, definitely. I would love to. I think that one doesn't have like any special features, but the DVD that I had might have.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Was it the
like
Funimation?
Commentaries, like stuff like that that I like.
You know what I really would have loved to see off of that DVD?
What?
The commercials.
Oh, yeah.
I love buying. Having old anime DVDs and going back and looking at commercials.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Very fun.
But yeah, if you're in the States, the only like really official way to buy it is to buy it. To watch it is to buy it.
And yeah. Good.
Yep. rewatchability, I would watch it again.
Yeah, I would also watch it again.
Yeah. And I wrote here that I want the DVD the Blu-rays.
Yeah. Say, like I said 2 seconds ago, I also really wanted to buy the Blu-rays.
And is there anything that you would change? Me, I wrote.
I would try to. Oh, sorry. I would try to obfuscate who's immortal or not more during the story. Like I would liked it better if it was like
more
a bigger
mystery?
Reveal. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That people were immortal.
Okay.
Instead of being like. Oh, we learn...
Fero's immortal,
like, very early
in
the
series. Yeah, and Luck 2. He gets shot up in the library, or the bookstore.
Oh, also, real quick, one of my favorite... I should have mentioned this in cinematography, but the scene where Fero is fighting Dallas and his gang.
Yeah.
My favorite shot is Fero's hat falls off. And he catches it.
Uh-huh.
Like, it never hits the ground.
Yep.
And I thought that was so cool.
Yeah, that was a cool fight, too.
He whoops their asses.
Yeah. You know, speaking of cinematography as well, like, when we first see him and he's, like, helping out that bum.
Uh-huh.
And he, like, gets his fingers cut off and stuff. That was a cool shot as well, getting his fingers cut off. But mm-hmm. That punch that he gave the homeless guy, it was like a POV shot.
Yeah,
you get to see his teeth fly out, slow motion.
Real neat.
Mm-hmm.
And it really showed. That's why I guess the one thing I would change is I would focus on characters for longer.
Yeah, that's what I wrote. More characters.
Especially Fero, I would love more. Just to follow more of him.
Yeah, him and Maiza.
Really, really cool. I think we get enough of a lot of characters. Thinking about during it was, would it be cool if Isaac and Miria had their own thing? Because I feel like almost everybody you could take.
Yeah.
And they
have
like
their
own
story.
Anime.
Yeah.
Isaac and Miria, I don't think can hold their own anime.
Uh-huh.
But they're really good as comic
like,
relief.
Yeah, as like side characters.
Side characters. They're really strong.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jay. Is it the moment of truth time?
Rating.
Rating. What would you give it?
This is a high recommend for me.
This is on the precipice of
high recommend or
a hot that gotta watch.
Oh, okay. And high recommend.
And high recommend, but I'll also go high recommend.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very fun.
Yeah, it's sad that like it doesn't get that much recognition.
Yeah, people need to watch it.
Definitely. More people need to watch this anime for sure.
Alright, Jay, now that we're done with our Brooklyn accents.
Yeah, I'm done with it.
Are you ready for next week?
Yeah. What are we going to watch, Aaron?
All right. So my anime that I'm choosing this week is one of my weird favorite anime.
Okay.
It's not so good, I think, in retrospect.
Is it Girls Bravo?
No.
Is it Chobits?
No, it's not Chobits. Chobits... Fun fact about Chobits. When's the last time you watched Chobits, Jay?
A long time ago.
Do you remember how there's 3 recap episodes in that anime?
I think so, yeah. That does sound familiar.
There's 3. The final episode is a recap episode. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyway, the anime I'm choosing is The Goat of all time. The Familiar of Zero. Have you heard of it? Have you seen it?
I've heard of it. I don't know what it's about.
It is one of the first isekai animes.
Okay.
No. So, real quick, it's about this... I don't even want to say what it's about. It's a crappy Little Witch Academia.
Okay.
Oh, that's as much as I'm going to give it to you. With the isekai element.
How old is it?
Pre-2010.
Okay.
So it's pretty...
Is there like a dub?
No.
So, okay. Okay. So where can we watch it?
So we can watch it on Hulu. It's on Hulu.
Okay, cool.
We're going to watch... we're going to watch the first season, just the first 12 episodes. Okay. I don't want to torture ourselves.
How many seasons does it have?
Three. There's three seasons. There is there's Familiar Zero, Familiar Zero, Princess No Rando, and I hope there's not four. There might be four, but I know Familiar Zero F.
Okay.
Hold on. I gotta look this up now.
There's so many things Aaron wants to look up.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I actually think there's four.
Okay.
But
we're just doing the first season.
We're just doing the first one because... Okay.
Put the other ones on the back burner.
No, yeah. So there is four. Do you want to do a 24 or you want to do a 12?
It's whatever you want. Well, maybe let's do the 12 and then...
Yeah. So see how tentatively, we feel. Tentatively, we'll do 12.
Uh-huh.
And
if we do more, you'll know.
You'll know because then you'll see the podcast.
Yeah, you'll see season one and two in the title name.
But at least we're going to do the first season.
Yeah.
And it does, I think all the seasons do one of my least favorite things in anime.
They say something, but you can't hear it.
No, they tease the next season.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so there's...
Does the fourth season do that?
No. Unfortunately, that it ends. It's called F, so because it's the final.
Okay.
But the one that I remember is something happens in the second season where it's almost like a cliffhanger.
Uh-huh.
And then like a mysterious character shows up.
Oh.
And is like, oh.
Kind of like the world only God knows. Who's that mummy or whatever character girl?
Oh, no. It's like, oh, who's... Who's that girl with the angel in the mirror? Which is I forget her name off the top of my head right now, but she's like at the end of the second series.
Yeah,
they do that.
Okay,
and it makes me
angry.
Also, really funny that because what was the anime we did where they did it? Sankureya does it.
Oh, okay, yeah,
where that weird scientist lady comes in.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah,
in the last like 30 seconds and you're like, oh well, guess we won't figure out who that is
ever.
Yeah,
unless you read the manga or something.
My favorite thing of that happening is in Is This a Zombie, because they're doing it to mess with people.
Oh, because
they didn't think they were going to get a second season, so they just did the weird trope of here's this mysterious looking super designed character. And then like they get a second season and then they introduce that character. And at the end of the second season, they introduce another character who's like more over the top dressed. And it's pretty funny.
Is there a third season?
No, there's no third season. So we don't know who it is. But very, very funny.
Is that anime an anime only? Like there's no manga?
No, this is a manga, but I think it was originally
an anime,
just an anime.
Okay.
Anyway, Familiar Zero.
Yep. Can't wait.
Zero no Skyma.
Is that the Japanese name?
That's the Japanese name.
Okay.
Very excited.
All right. So if you like this, go ahead and leave a like and follow us on SoundCloud. You can follow us on iTunes as well. You can ask Siri to subscribe to us. The YouTube is, rolling.
That's not a word I would describe it, but yeah.
Rolling at a snail's pace.
I'm not even going to say anything. Like last week, I'm not even going to say anything. Before inside baseball, I'm leaving for Japan in 13 days.
Yeah.
In 13 days, it'll be up. If it's not up, I don't know. YouTube's dead. I don't know.
The YouTube account is deleted.
Yeah. But I don't want to say it. Anyway.
Yeah. Google us. You could probably find us. I mean, you already found us if you're listening to this. But,
exactly.
But still.
Share us with your friends.
Yes, definitely share us with your friends.
Share us with your moms.
Mm-hmm. Give us recommendations. Give us your mom's recommendation of anime, her favorite anime.
Oh, Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Akira. You know what I was thinking? Like, Akira came out when? In the 80s?
Yes.
I was thinking, like, I listened to, like, an 80s radio show. I was thinking of asking one of the hosts if they wanted to do this podcast with us and do Akira.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah. Do you know who Martha Quinn is?
No. What? You got to share what channel that is, too. Cause
oh, 103.7.
Okay, good. Because I've been wanting to...
Listen to 80s music?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
it's a great radio station. Martha Quinn is one of the original MTV video jockeys.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. She's it's a local radio station, so she's here in the Bay Area. So
ask her. Come to my Cherry Bomb Studios.
Come to the Cherry Bomb Studios. Let's talk about Akira.
Here, I'll clean the ottoman off for you, and you can
sit.
You can sit on the ottoman.
We'll give you nice water. Nice cold water. All right, guys.
We'll catch you on the next one.
Yep. Stay immortal.
Yep. Everyone. Yeah. Stay immortal.
Oh, how generous of you, Keith.
Before you die of old age, you'll have plenty of free time. It's your farewell gift. It'll help you not be so bored.